Hey, speak for yourself. It's a term that's often said in disagreement when another person is voicing their opinion as that of others. It's also the name of a storytelling speaker series that takes place tomorrow evening in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Emily Gallahan spoke with those behind the new event and has this report.
Anyone with a story to share has an opportunity to do so this Friday at the Speak for Yourself open mic event. The way it works is simple. The storyteller gets 3 to 5 minutes to tell a true story of an experience they've had, with no scripts or memorized performances. It's the speaker's own words, off the top of their head. Rechna Muldoon, who's the director of the Big Picture House and co-producer of Speak for Yourself, says every story is a good story.
People tell stories that are funny and some that are sad and some that are just kind of about nothing, and somehow they're all just really great in different ways. We haven't had a bad story yet.
Muldoon works with fellow producer and founder of the Artists Laboratory Theater, Erica Wilhite. The two of them based the idea off a show they both liked called The Moth. Wilhite says it was an experiment. They were trying to bring something new to Fayetteville, and the show was an instant success.
Back in March, my theater company built a giant sheet fort, and we were hosting performing groups in the sheet fort, and that was one show that we wanted to bring, so we decided to give it a shot. And we kept this format really simple, and you could tell your story if your name was pulled out of a hat. And we were surprised at how many people showed up and at how many people put their name in the hat.
After the first show, the turnout for the event kept growing. Now the storytellers are still put in a hat and drawn at random, but there isn't enough time for all of them to speak. The storytellers whose names are pulled get to tell any story that they want to share. And even though a lot of the stories told throughout the night are funny and thought-provoking, not all of the stories have to be. Muldoon says that the storytellers don't have to be writers or comedians. It can be anyone.
I think that I can speak to this really well because I'm not artistic at all. Like, I don't have talent. So I'm not a singer or a poet or an actor. And I think it's different because it's just so accessible to anyone in the community. And there's no pretentiousness to it at all.
At the end of the evening, after the stories are told, a comedy improv group called Sound Effects will do a performance which is loosely based on the stories they've heard throughout the evening. And just like Speak for Yourself is a unique open mic experience, Sound Effects is different from other improv groups. They use music in their shows. So basically, the group listens to the stories and takes phrases or characters from them to create an improvised performance, complete with musical instruments. Jason Sewell, a member of Sound Effects, explains their role in the event.
We're not recreating the stories that have been told. So we're not just simply like telling the story again, except with different people, because that would kind of be defeating, I think, the purpose. You know, the moment is for the person who told the story. That's their moment. Our job is to take all of those together, throw them in the bowl, mix them all up, and see what comes out.
Sound Effects has performed during Speak for Yourself before, and Sewell says that the shows complement each other.
We always want audiences for our stories, but rarely do we have the chance to like all gather around like a campfire and like listen to my story of this crazy thing that happened to me. The whole evening has elements of surprise and improvisation in it. It's a great relationship, I think, between those two halves of the evening.
That campfire feel is exactly the experience that Speak for Yourself is aiming for. Co-producer Erica Wilhite says that the environment feels more like a conversation with friends than a performance.
That's why I think it's successful, is that it is a great shared experience. It's we were telling stories that we all in some way or another relate to, and we're together when we're listening to them.
Everyone who attends Speak for Yourself doesn't have to tell a story. Many just come to listen. And if you change your mind during the show and think of something to say, you can add your name to the drawing. The show is free this Friday at the Fayetteville Underground in downtown Fayetteville at 8 p.m. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Emily Gallahan.